Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Kaboom! The Bible begins with a verbal explosion. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Note, this verse is important for what it doesn't say. No effort is made to argue for God's existence. Why? The Apostle Paul writes, quote, "Since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen." Romans 1:20. Everyone should know that. To believe the theory that nothing plus nobody equals everything, God himself says is foolish. Second, in an amazing economy of words, it gives the three elements of the physical universe: time, in the beginning; space, God created the heavens; matter, and the earth. Third, this verse rejects all other theories. Our world had a beginning. The idea that it did wasn't commonly held by modern scientists. But in the 1960s, evidence emerged that the universe did in fact begin. Scientists were afraid to celebrate this discovery because it sounded strangely like these words written thousands of years ago. This verse also rejects atheism because a timeless, spaceless, personal spirit being can be the only cause sufficient for our world. It denies pantheism because God exists beyond his universe, and polytheism because there's only one God. But why did God make this amazing universe? That's what the rest of the Bible is for. God had a wonderful plan. He wanted a family, so made creatures to ask them if they'd like to be his children. We read in John chapter 1, verse 12, "As many as received him," the Lord Jesus, "to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." Instantly, you become part of his new creation. The offer is still open to any sinner who will receive the world's only Savior by faith. And today's the day.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.